Sadly, our screens are filled these days with images of war and violence in Jerusalem and the Middle East. But I want to tell you about another battle, another war. It's the sorry lot of humankind that we seem to always be fighting wars. But this coming Thursday is the 500th anniversary, the 500th anniversary of the Battle of Pamplona. Pamplona is a small town in the northern part of Spain, in the Basque country, and a small outnumbered group of Spanish Basque soldiers were defending their fortification against a siege by the French, who far outnumbered them. And the leader of the Spanish soldiers was someone who would later come to be known as Saint Ignatius of Loyola. And at that battle, he was struck in the leg by a cannonball. And during the many months of his long and arduous recovery, that was the time when his life was changed. When he went through a period of reassessing his life, of what mattered, what seems important to him, and of really redirecting his entire life to God's service. But this was over a process of many months. And his successor in Rome today, the Father General of the Jesuit Order, has proclaimed this year coming ahead of us, beginning this next Thursday, as an Ignatian year, a year when all the Jesuits in the world and all the people that are part of our Jesuit ministries might stop and remember this 500th anniversary of this event that so changed the life of Ignatius and in some ways we could say changed the world and has touched all of our lives. And our Father General has put it this way. He said he's asked every person that's associated with the Jesuits, that would be all of you sitting here, those who are watching us on the live stream today, to recall and to contemplate what he calls the cannonball moments in your own life, in our lives. Perhaps you have an event in your life that made a dramatic difference, an event where everything seemed to change. Maybe it was a tragedy like St. Ignatius experienced, a wound, an injury, an accident. Maybe it was a great loss in your life, or maybe it was an event of joy, falling in love, having a child. We listened to our three young mothers last week talk about how they experienced God through their motherhood. But through different ways, each of our lives are touched at points where something shifts in us. It's like God opens a door, maybe, for us, a door that helps us begin to see beyond the surface of our lives and to see into the depth of this life, of who we are and why we're here. And we begin to wonder about it and think about it and to be drawn to something deeper and more spiritual in our lives. So the Jesuits are inviting all of us during this year to consider these cannonball moments, these times of change in our lives. Now, why am I mentioning all this today? Well, of course, it's timely with the date coming up this Thursday, May 20th. But also, you remember, a couple weeks ago, I gave what I thought was sort of an unusual homily for me. That was the day that our new provincial superior was here for our celebration of confirmation. And at that time, I was kind of bragging about our parish, but I said, I'm not bragging. I just want to point out how different our parish is from what's happening in so many parts of the church. That if you look at all the statistics in the church of all the downtrends, our parish is going the opposite way. And I said, well, what does this say to us about what God is doing here? What does this call us to if we're being given great gifts? What should be our response? What are we to do with this work that God is doing among us? And so it is that we are called to reflect not only individually in our lives, but as a parish on what I might say is a cannonball moment for us, a change that's going on in the parish, a period of great growth, of children being born, of people getting married, of people seeking depth through our small groups, the communities that have formed, going deeper in prayer through the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. There are all these signs of the Spirit, signs of life, and they call to us, they say something to us to reflect on our lives and on what's happening to us. And the same kind of dynamic is what we see in the readings that the Church sets before us today for this Feast of the Ascension of our Lord. Now, I don't take it for granted anymore that people even know the basic stories of Scripture, so I'll just say where these readings fall in this story of the Easter season. Of course, we know Jesus died on the cross and was raised up, and he appeared in his risen life to the disciples. That was certainly a cannonball moment for them. And then at some point, this sense of his presence as the risen Lord came to an end, and it's put in Scripture in this symbolic way that Jesus rose up from this earth. He was exalted and raised up from the dead, but also was raised completely to another realm, to, as it says, sit at the right hand of God, to be in a place that is beyond this life. Now, it's easy for us throughout this Easter season to get caught up in those stories about Jesus risen from the dead, his appearances to the apostles, and finally his ascension. And it's easy for us to miss in that it is also at the same time a story of the disciples. That's our story, a story of the followers and what happened to them. Certainly the death of Jesus on the cross was a cannonball moment for all of them, like Ignatius, when that cannonball struck his leg, it took away everything his life was built upon. His valor, his honor as a soldier, his strength, his appearance. He was a great ladies' man before his conversion. I don't understand that era, but apparently the most sexy thing in that era was a man's legs. It was a big deal. It was. They had these hose, you know, it was a big deal. So here his leg was shattered. He would never look the same again. It was a cannonball moment. It was a moment of great loss, of sadness, of everything his life was oriented towards was changed. The same thing must have happened to the disciples. Everything they had hoped for, as it says in Luke's gospel, in that story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, everything they had hoped for and expected was shattered, was taken away. But it's exactly in these kinds of moments that somehow we're opened up to another dimension. And the disciples had their encounters then with the risen Christ, something they couldn't believe, they couldn't understand. We hear it through all the stories every Sunday of this Easter season. They don't recognize him. They can't believe it. They don't understand. But it says today in these readings that through this time and through these moments of encounter with the risen Christ, that Jesus instructed them, it says, about the kingdom of God. He opened their minds and their hearts to the Scriptures, to understanding maybe in a new way for themselves what their own lives were about, what they were called to, why we're here on this earth. This is what our Father General Sosa in Rome is inviting us to in this year, to go deep into that place in our own hearts, our own lives, where we are opened up to that deeper dimension of our lives, the spiritual meaning of our lives. If this parish is really going to be a place of transformation in the city of Detroit, if we're called to do something, to be something as a people, it's got to begin with this foundation. So I want to talk about this over the next few weeks as we move through Pentecost and into the great feasts of the Trinity and Corpus Christi beyond that, finally to the feast of St. Peter and Paul at the end of June, through these weeks, I want to talk about what does it mean for us to respond to the gifts God is giving us. And certainly, it begins with this very fundamental reflection on the places, the moments in our lives where we are opened up to a new dimension, to the spiritual reality. And so it is that the disciples pass through this period. They're instructed, they learn, and it culminates in their opening up to the many gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's what this whole Easter mystery season is all about. It's the coming of the Spirit of Jesus into the hearts, into the lives of those disciples, a Spirit that fills them with gifts to serve the world and sends them out to the world, as it says in the beginning of the gospel today. And he said to them, "Go therefore into the whole world, proclaim good news to all creation." And they do it. They're filled with the gifts to do that. I like the way it's put in the first reading we heard today in the Acts of the Apostles, where Jesus says to them, during this period of instruction, don't leave the city, but wait. Wait for the fulfillment of my Father's promise, for the day when you will be baptized, immersed in the Holy Spirit and filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then you will become my witnesses. You will become witnesses to the good news to all the world. I think that sort of speaks to us as a parish right now. I would say that's where we are. We're in a time of waiting, certainly with the pandemic. But we await the growth that God wants to give us. A growth in the Spirit, a growth in the gifts of the Spirit, so that we can truly become a parish of witnesses to the goodness of the Lord. To do that, we have to be in touch with that time of transformation in our lives. So there's a wonderful invitation to us today put forth by the head of the Jesuits in Rome. We'll give you some leads this week, I think, in our Facebook and on our website. Father General will have a mass in Pamplona, in the very place where Ignatius was wounded this Thursday, to kick off this Ignatian year. And next Sunday on the Feast of Pentecost, there's going to be an online global prayer service. We'll be invited to that in our parish newsletter this week. I'll put the links into that, to join with the whole Jesuit family throughout the world. But it isn't about anniversaries and remembrances, but it's about looking deep into our own lives. So let's take that invitation up today. I ask you to think in your own life, what have been the times and the moments where something shifted, where a door was opened for you? And then we're going to develop that in the weeks to come to see how is it from those moments that the risen Christ meets us and encounters us and instructs us about the kingdom of God and shows us how to grow, how to open up to all the gifts of the Spirit that are God's promise to each and every one of us, so that we can be people that are filled with the Spirit, filled with the joy, filled with the consolation that God wants us to have, to be witnesses to the triumph of life over death, of healing over our brokenness, of compassion and mercy over the hatred and the warfare and the battles and conflicts of this world, to become witnesses to the love of God, the love that God has for each and every one of us and each and every one of our brothers and sisters, so that we might be a people of praise, as it says in the Ephesians today, that second reading, that the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened. Isn't that a beautiful saying? That the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened to know the hope to which we are called, to know the glory of the gifts that he wants to give us, and to know the power of the risen Christ that is given to us that we might take our small part in the healing and transformation of the world.